Welcome everyone to Nox Game Design for November 2024. My name is Levi Smith. So this month I'll be talking about normals in Blender. So what is a normal? Well, when you're doing 3D modeling, you have polygons, and the normal is actually the vector that's perpendicular to the polygon face. Why is this important? It determines which side of the polygon shows by default in game engines. By default, these normals, there's no indication of which way the normal is pointing in Blender. So here's two examples at the bottom of in Unity of using incorrect normals, where you're seeing gaps in this object, and then those same that same object with the corrected normal. So right here, here's the box with the missing. Well, actually, it's a solid box, but it's just the normal is pointed in the wrong way. So this is something I've seen before in games, and you got to go in, or with models, and you got to go in and fix them. So here's the corrected normal. You see all six sides of the cube, no missing faces. And that's because the graphics engine only renders one side of the polygon. I will say there is ways to go in and render both sides of the polygon, but typically that isn't done because it requires more processing to render both sides of the polygon. And if the inside, if you're never going to see it, there's no point in rendering that. So how do you do this in Blender? Normals are only shown in edit mode, so make sure that when you click your model, that you go into edit mode, typically by pressing tab or going in through the menu in the upper left portion of the screen. There's a button. It looks like four squares connected together. It's called edit mode overlays. You want to click on that, and then toward the bottom of that menu, you'll see normals. And you can either select vertex normals, split normals, or normals, which are the normals of the faces. So that's the one that I typically use. And it's also interesting, you can also specify the size of the normal. 0.5 units is usually a good size, depending on the size of the model that you're using. So how do you turn these normals on? So here's my box right here. Actually, we're in UV editing mode. I think you can do this in either UV editing mode or in the standard editing mode. There's my box. You don't see any normals currently. So you can go up here to this button right here, mesh edit mode. Make sure that you are in edit mode where you can click any of the faces. You can change the different selection modes up here, either vertex, edge, or faces. And then here you can go to either object mode or edit mode. Make sure you're in edit mode. Then you can click on this with the four boxes. And here's the normals right here. So you just need to left click that faces with size. And by default, they're usually pretty small depending on your, so these are kind of hard to see. So you just need to go back and click that. And like I said, 0.5 is usually a pretty good size. So now you can see these normals right here. I will say there are other options for normals. You can click down, you can do the vertex or multi-vertex, and that's what these look like. If you're dealing with vertex normals, you can also like do wireframe shading. So you can actually, this is a nice view right here because you can actually see inside the object. So you can see why this box isn't rendering correctly, because this face right here, the normal is pointing inward instead of outward right there. So that's what I'm showing right here. There's also something called face orientation, which I've never used before, but it's similar to normals. The only difference I've noticed is the way it displays it. So you can go up into show overlays, click down, and there's face orientation. So if you have it in this mode, the wireframe mode, you're not going to see anything. So you can press Z and go to solid, then you can see the faces with the normal pointing outward are colored blue, shaded blue. The ones that are facing inward, the ones that you don't see, are shaded red. So you can actually go into material preview, and you can see it with the Tennessee box right here. You can see that one's facing inward, which is why it's not rendering. in Unity. So how do you correct these normals? There's a couple of different ways you can do it, whether you're just correcting one face or multiple faces. For one face, you can go into edit mode, select that specific face, then go mesh normals, then face. That'll flip it. That one face, that one polygon. If you have multiple faces, there's an option to go mesh normals, then recalculate outside. So we'll try to determine which way the normal should be pointing for you. Go into Blender. We'll go ahead on one face. I'm going to turn off the face orientation. Get rid of that. So now we're just looking at the box. You see this one is missing the normal facing outward. So we go mesh, normals, flip. So there it goes. Right there, it's pointing outward. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do file and save this as Tennessee box corrected, C-O-R-R-E-C, corrected.blend. Save that. File, export, 10fbx, corrected normals, fbx, export that. And then in Unity, I'm going to come over right here, and then I'm going to find my file, which is correctednormals.fbx right there. So I'm going to pull that into my models right there. So here's corrected normals. You can see in the little preview right here, it's got all the normals corrected. Then if I just pull in corrected normals, then it should be right. So this was the same box with the problem, but I flipped that one and then it fixed it. The other option, as I mentioned, you can go back into Blender here and say we got a few of them that need to be flipped. Like actually, I'd select them all, mesh, and then normals flip. So you won't be able to see anything in here because all the normals are flipped. But to fix that, you can go to mesh, normals, recalculate outside. Oh, you got to have it selected too. Mesh, normals, recalculate outside. Yeah, so that fixes the normals as well. So they're all pointing outside. Yeah, so that's going to be it for Nox Game Design, November 2024. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. This was a short talk, but it's something important because I've seen that this problem is like cropped up over and over again over the years. It's always like, okay, how do I turn the normals on? And then if you're not familiar with normals to begin with, and you start seeing polygons missing, checking your normals would be the first thing to look into to see if that fixes the problem with your models. So anyway, hope everybody found it interesting. Hopefully it helps. I'll plan on being back in a month.